Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in again to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and it is such a pleasure to be with you again on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you're in for an interesting conversation tonight. So get your pencils and paper ready. We're going to have a wonderful conversation about vision tonight. But before I do that, I just want to take a moment and tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. We're an organization that started in 2004, and we have been all about helping women, not just women, but their families as well. We're always about helping in the community. We do several events every year so that we can raise money and help those individuals that are less fortunate than we are. Last year, we were able to participate with some homeless shelters and get a lot of things done. So we're really excited about Issues Concerning Women in the year 2010, and we're excited about starting a new adventure because that's what this is. You know, it's a new year, and we're all excited, and we want to do wonderful, wonderful things, and we hope that you will be able to join us on our Thursday night programs. You know, it's exciting, and each day we look forward to what God is going to do next. So I want to do something a little bit different tonight. I just want to say a little short prayer for those that are listening to us. I know sometimes that helps me, so if you can hear the sound of my voice, just close your eyes if you can. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you, Father God, with a praise on our lips, Lord Jesus. We want to edify your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We want to just let you know, God, that you are first and foremost in our lives, Father God. We want to lift you up, and we want to bless those that have tuned in to the radio show today. We want to bless their families, their finances, and we just want to let them know that they cannot go wrong when they try Jesus. Oh, Father God, we want to ask that you show them a new anointing, that you show them mercy and grace on this evening, Father God. And we just want to lift you up again. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen. And I hope, you know, that blesses somebody tonight because that's what it's all about. It's about loving each other and empowering each other and just trying to, you know, be there for each other and lift up the name of Jesus. Tonight on my show, I have a guest with me. And Renee, are you on the line? Hello? I have someone on the line, and I was hoping it would be my special guest. Her name is Renee Bob, and she is an author, entrepreneur, a very, very insightful individual, and she's really been a blessing to me. We talk on a regular basis, and we're just so excited that women are interested in getting more involved in the issues concerning women. We also love to have men involved as well. We don't discriminate against men. We ask that men join our show and put their insight in and just jump right in there whenever they're on the line. So we hope that Renee will be chiming in soon. But in the meantime, tonight we're going to talk about vision. And when you think about vision, what do you think about? You think about imagining something, your imagination. But let's go to the dictionary and see what they have to say about the word vision. Vision, the faculty or sense of sight. The ability to anticipate and make provision for future events, foresight. It also states insight, imagination, a man of great vision, a mental representation of or as external objects, scenes, also as in religious revelation and dreams, a vividly imagined thing, state, occurrence, something that someone has dreamed up or something beautiful and pleasing. Now, isn't that wonderful when you think about vision, you know? So let's talk about our visions tonight. Let's think about that. What can we imagine that could be for us in our future that we've thought about in our past that we just want to move forward in 2010. What are our visions? You know, what are our hopes and dreams? And I know that we all have hopes and dreams, and we have to just remember to do some simple things so that we can move forward with those visions. And we also have to be visionaries. We have to open our minds to something new, something different. We can no longer be afraid to step out on faith and do what we have been ordained to do. You know, it's quite simple. When you think about your vision, when you think about where you want to go, that can be complicated in itself, but it's quite simple if you start to write things down, if you start to journal, if you start to think more about it than just it being just a dream. Now you want it to come to reality. So you want to continue to think about that and not be afraid of it. You know, some people are afraid of visions, you know, because they don't know what to do with it. Once they achieve that ability to see things, you know, it can frighten you. But we don't want you to be afraid. We just want you to move forward on faith. And if God has enlightened you with something, if he's woken you up in the middle of the night and said, you know what, I want to talk to you. And you're saying, no, Lord, not now. I want to sleep. You know, it's 3:30 in the morning, Lord. Can't you wait till tomorrow till we talk? No. When God wakes you up in the middle of the night, that's your clue. You need to get up, get paper and pencil, get your tape recorder, get your laptop, and just write down everything that God envisions to you, because that's where your visions come from. That's where our vision is open up, and we're able to manifest these wonderful things. You know, God gives us all these gifts, and we're just afraid to use them. You know, don't be afraid. No longer be afraid to use those dreams and those visions that God gives you. You know, it's quite important that we be able to step out there and go above and beyond. You know, we talk about going to the next level, you know, but a lot of times we are afraid to do that. The fear holds us back, or we don't have anybody in our corner to say, you know, it's okay. We don't have anybody pushing for us. We don't have anybody saying, you know, it's going to be all right. And last week I talked about on the show about finding a mentor, because we have to plan to win in 2010. I'm going to repeat that. We have to plan to win in 2010. So once you get that vision, you know, the Bible says write it down and make it plain. Now that you've written it down and that you can see it, because first you have to imagine it, okay? So, and, you know, when we were in school, they would say, if you believe it, you can achieve it. What do they mean? It meant that you have to visualize it first. And once you were able to visualize it and you were able to put it down on paper, now this believing now turns into achieving, because now that you can see the big picture, you are able to move forward with it. And is that so important just in our businesses, in our relationships? You know, think about just your vision in general. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do with your business? You know, what do you think will be the best plan of action for you? We have to think about that. You know, once we get the vision, what is our next step? It's going forward with it, not being afraid. We think about how to get started. For some people, it's getting up early in the morning. You know, getting up early in the morning and starting off your day. Getting outside of the house. Sometimes we can't work at home. If you are working at home and that's not working for you, get outside of the house. Go to the library. Go to Starbucks. You know, if that's what you need to do to work on your vision. Some people can't stay at home and work in their pajamas, and it's fine. But some people need to get out and be among other people, be among people and see people moving, see the movers and shakers. You want to be out there and get what's going on. You want to feel the vibe from other people. You know, some people are just fine with staying at home and working alone, working in their computer, working with their pajamas on and their fuzzy slippers and their hair pulled up or with the baseball cap on and, you know, and their shorts. And that's fine, but that doesn't work for everybody. Now that you have the vision, you have to find out what works for you. What is going to be your next plan of action? How are you going to take this vision that you've been given and take it to where you want to go with it? Are you going to start with baby steps? Of course you can. But all you're going to do is jump out there on faith and just leap out there and just go in with both feet on the ground, jumping high and landing and getting started. So that's something that you need to think about today. Think about how it's going to get you to where you want to go. How is it going to get you to the next level? How is it going to get you to that next dimension? Think about that. When I think about my vision and how it got started, you know, it was so many things that I wanted to do with issues concerning women. We did our business plan, you know, back in the early days. And then, you know, what happened, we had to revise that plan. So we ended up doing, my partner Robin Fairley, and I ended up doing a one-page business plan. And you might want to think about doing that. A one-page business plan. That puts everything on one page. You're making it simple. And then if you don't have a business plan, you can go back later and do the more advanced one where you do all five of the steps that are required to do a business plan. But let's say you're just getting started and all of these things seem to intimidate you. You still have that little fear. Make a one-page business plan. Make a plan. You have to start planning to win in 2010. And we talked about that before. Start thinking about what you want to do. Writing it down. I keep saying this, but it's so very, very important. So when you think about your business plan and your one-page business plan, you want to first really start with your vision. What is your vision for your company? What is your vision for your business? Now, with issues concerning women, our vision is to focus on women reaching their long- and short-term goals of assisting women in housing, financial, and life skills. Issues Concerning Women provides advocacy and services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination among women. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, home ownership, career development and assistance, investing and retirement, exercise and nutritional classes, entrepreneurship, and adult literacy programs. Now, you may think that's a lot, but it's only two short paragraphs. So if you're writing this down, you want to think about your one-page vision, your one-page business plan. So you want to write vision, and then you want to write one or two little short paragraphs about what you really want to do, where you really want to take your company. What are the short-term and the long-term goals? And for that, you can do columns on your paper, because you want to have things that you're going to do right now, immediately, within the next week, and then you're going to have things that you're going to do over the process of a year, 3 years, 5 years. So this is a wonderful way to get started with your one-page business plan. If you just tuned in, I am Francine Allen Humphrey, your host of Issues Concerning Women. We're on every Thursday night at 11 p.m., and we're just so excited to be here on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to contact me, my contact information to email me is C as in candy, I-N-E, design, D-E-S-I-G-N, at AOL.com. If you would like to contact Issues Concerning Women, the website is www.comeanddoit.com. And you can go to our website and find out all about everything that we're doing in issues concerning women. I'm going to repeat that. It's www.comeanddoit.com. www.comeanddoit.com. And you will see a list of all the things that we have put into the website so that you'll know what Issues Concerning Women is all about. We're just so excited about what's happened in the past, but now we're moving forward. We have a new vision, and I just read you the two short paragraphs about our vision, but now we have a new vision. And the vision for 2010 is to join forces with other women and men to build a bridge that first strengthens our communities, then to extend our hands to cross the bridge globally. Now, let's think about that and talk about that for a minute. When we started Issues Concerning Women, one of my biggest fears was not being able to reach the audience that we wanted to reach. You know, we were thinking about women in Hampton Roads because that's where we are, in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And then we kept realizing that other women were interested in what we were doing. And, you know, so it expanded to Richmond. We're going to start some programs in Richmond in February, and we're all excited about that. And then it's taking on a whole nother dimension. You know, so things can progress very rapidly, but you have to be persistent. So now that we're on Blog Talk Radio, we're able to reach masses of women and men all across the country, and to reach families, and to be able to help with our vision and connecting to somebody else through their vision and joining forces so that we can be just global, just be all over the United States and even in countries that we normally would not get to visit, but now they'll have a chance to hear us on Blog Talk Radio. You know, once somebody asked me, would I ever take a trip, you know, overseas, you know, to Africa or wherever? And, you know, through my writing, I told a person, you know, I may personally not be able to go, you know, to Africa or South America, but through my writing and through broadcasts and through the internet and any other forms of communication, because there are so many now, Facebook and Twitter, I will be able to reach out across the bridge and connect with someone in another country, and that's really exciting to me. But before, I just had that fear that I wasn't going to be able to do that. But now the doors have been opened so wide for us, and now we just have to walk through and believe that God just doesn't want us just here in Hampton Roads. He wants us to move globally. So now our new vision is that we move forward and extend that hand across the bridge. And we're just really excited about it. Okay, so if you just tuned in, we're talking about our vision tonight. How are we going to get from the what's in our head to what's on paper to stepping out on faith and getting this vision done, seeing it come to fruition, having that insight to know when to step out there and go forth. Let's talk a little bit about now, since we talked about the vision, and now let's talk about the mission. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women and their families by providing a voice to those women that would otherwise not be heard. Issues concerning women was created to empower all women to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of living. So that's our mission. We want to empower all women, not just women in Hampton Roads, but all over the world. We want to empower as many women as we can, and we know we can do that now because of the internet, because of networking, because we can go global and just reach out, and that bridge is not so big anymore. It's not impossible anymore. When we first started, we didn't have that know-all that we were able to do this, and now we're just really excited about everything that is going on and how is going to progress in 2010, how we're planning to win in 2010. We're so excited about what's happening. Hopefully the economy is going to get better and better. It still seems to be a little bit slow right now, but we're just going to keep everyone up in prayer that we're going to move forward and be able to accomplish some of the things that we want to accomplish. I know it has been a rough year or so for some people. Some people are still laid off, and we're just praying tonight that they are able to start their own businesses and get out there and do the things they really want to do. I know some of us can't fathom that this is a great time to start a business, but I'm telling you, this is a great time to start a business. Don't be afraid if you have that vision. If God has planted that seed, you know, let it come to fruition and reap that harvest. It's very, very important. Again, if you're just tuning in, my name is Francine Allen Humphrey. I'm your host of Issues Concerning Women. I am the director of the organization. It's just been a wonderful ride the last couple of years, and we've just been able to do so much, but not quite enough to touch all the lives that we know that God is going to enable us to touch. but we're looking forward to it, and we're excited now because now that we've gotten over those fears that we had in the beginning, and we're able to reach out to women and their families and touch their children with the programs that we're involved in, we're just so excited. We're talking tonight about our vision and making that one-page business plan so that you're able to see just what you want to do and where you want to go, where you want to go in your business, and how far you want to go and how fast you want to go. Now that we've talked about our vision and we talked about our mission, let's talk about some of the objectives in our business. What are some of the main key bullets? And so now on our paper, just like write 1 through 6, you know. So we talked about one of our objectives is to home ownership. How is that going to come about? Well, for the issues concerning women, we're involved with VHDA, which is a program that teaches first-time home buyers how to buy a home. And we are always so excited when we teach those classes. We have families that come in that don't know where to start. They need help, and they send them to us, and then we send them back with their certification. And this is a wonderful program. So if you have this program in your area and you're interested in the home ownership initiative, you should, and you're involved in real estate in any way, shape, or form, then get involved with the home ownership classes so that we can teach our communities how to purchase a home. This is a wonderful time to buy a home. It is a buyer's market. They talk about that all the time on the news. So you got to be watching your news, you know, be up on the current events. Know what's happening. You know, they're offering $8,000 to first-time home buyers a credit. So you need to know about these things. You need to find out about it. And if you don't know about it, you can contact us at Issues Concerning Women, and we can get you in touch with somebody in your community. Doesn't matter where you live. You just need to contact us. And you can do that through my personal email at cinedesign@aol.com. I would love to hear from you. We're going to probably start doing some blogs later on in the upcoming shows. You know, this is our second show, and we're just really excited. So we wanted to tonight talk about our vision, talk about where we're going to go. So we'll have a platform for us to go on for the rest of the year. The second objective you might want to think about, and this one is very, very important, wealth building. And this can be your second bullet. Think about, I may not be on the job that I want to be on, or I may want to start my own business. How do I do that? I may love the job that I'm on, and I need to double my income. How do I do that? Do I go take classes? Do I go talk to one of the supervisors on my job? Do I let people know? Yes, you do all of these things. You start doing research. You find out what it's going to take for you to grow and build yourself as an individual and also to build your wealth. Because once you get that knowledge, nobody can take that away from you. Knowledge is power. So that's what you want to do with your wealth building program. You want to start thinking about, how much money do I want to make by the end of 2010? Where do I want to be in my organization at the end of 2010? Do I want to start my own part-time business at home? Or do I want to jump out there and step out on faith and start a full-time business? If you are working right now in this economy, we don't know when everything is going to change. But if you are working right now and you want to start a business, why not start it part-time? Why not stay on your job if you can and find out about the type of business that you want to go into, get all the information, do your research, go to the library, find a mentor, get with a consultant, get with a counselor, and figure out what it is you have to do to start the business. This is the best way, and the Internet has all kinds of information. If you want to be a restaurant owner, type in restaurant owner, hot spots in the restaurant industry, and it will take you to so many different websites, and you can just do research through that way. start work part-time at a restaurant so that you can find out all the things that you need to know about running a restaurant. You want to know everything from sweeping the floor to being the CEO. And, of course, this takes time, but you're still working, so you want to do this on a part-time basis. You're able to do that. And the wonderful thing about owning your own business, you can work when you want to work. So if you're a night person and you work during the day, you can come home and, you know, do what you have to do and then get started on your business. But every single day, you want to do something towards building your wealth. Wealth building also not only covers starting a business or moving up in the corporate ladder, but it also talks about saving, your 401 plan. It just covers so many areas. And so that's part of the things that we want to do at Issues Concerning Women, is to teach these classes, to teach you how to do the things that you want to do, how to build your wealth, how to start that savings account, how much should you put in, setting a monetary goal for yourself every week. My friend and I, we talk on the phone all the time, and we talk about that. Each week we're going to pick something different that we want to do. And you want to write these things down, you know, if you want to make a certain amount of money each week. And we did that this week, and miraculously it happened. You know, it was, we said we were going to make X amount of dollars, and it actually happened, and I did not know how it would happen. We set the goal on Sunday, and we were to complete the goal on Friday or Saturday, because that'll be a whole week. But it was just wonderful to see how once we breathe it out and said it out loud and wrote it down on paper, it sort of came to life. So it was just powerful for us to see the things that happen once we set our minds to setting a short-term goal and following it through. So you definitely want to do that. Another objective is job skills and training. Now, let's say that you are on that wonderful job. You love where you work, but you just don't have the skills or the degree to get you that higher-paying job. So what do you need to do? You need to take some classes and go back to school if at all possible. There are grants available, but, of course, they're not easy to get. You have to do the research. You have to go to the library and get the books and find out what's available for you and your neighborhood and your community. You have to volunteer sometimes to get training. But you have to do what you have to do to get where you want to go. It has just, you know, been just marvelous thinking about planning in 2010, talking about our vision, and just so excited about what we're going to do at Issues Concerning Women. We want to involve you in everything that we do. If you would like to contact me again, that is the email address, cinedesign@aol.com. I would love to hear from you. We're going to do some blogs and talk about what's going on in Issues Concerning Women. All issues are not bad, but I just want you to remember that our vision is to join forces with other women and men to build a bridge that first strengthens our communities, then to extend our hands to cross the bridge globally. We thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. I'm going to give you that email address one more time, cinedesign@aol.com. So don't forget, tune in next Thursday night at 11 p.m. I am looking forward to spending the late evening with you. It has been a pleasure to be on the air once again, and I'm looking forward to next week. I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear from you, and just keep in mind that today is a good day. Today is a wonderful day, and tomorrow will be even better. Have a good evening.